to Lansing. The Michigan Chill will start their inaugural season in the WPSL, the women's premier soccer league. With us now, the head coach of the Michigan Chill, Jorge Jufresio. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Now, the league already does have a team in Grand Rapids and one in Metro Detroit. Now, I know that the men's team, Lansing United, right, started in 2014, doing pretty good crowds those first couple of years, about 1,000 fans per game. What are your hopes or your expectations for your inaugural season in the capital city?
What I have seen is a very good support from the local clubs. There are a lot of kids playing in the area, and I believe that we're going to have a big crowd. You know, like, we want to make sure that we provide a very high competitive level, fun environment for kids and family, and obviously to have role models for these girls. They might have aspirations to play at a high competitive level.
I'm speaking with Jorge Jufresio, who is the head coach of the Michigan Chill Soccer Club. It's going to begin its inaugural season in Lansing for the Women's Premier Soccer League. Most minor league soccer teams draw their players from local universities because since yours is an amateur team, college players can play without losing their NCAA eligibility. Am I correct?
You are correct. Yes, you're right.
So you've got schools like you've got Michigan State, Michigan, you've got Western Michigan, a number of schools to choose from. But you yourself have a lot of international coaching experience. So I'm kind of wondering, can fans expect the Michigan Chill to be a mix of local and international flavor on the field?
Yes, that's one of our goals. It has been difficult because the fact that we cannot pay players, we still have a semi-pro team. So we have to make sure, you know, we pick the right players. But yes, we're going to have some interesting players internationally coming to the Lansing team. It will be a very good mix for, you know, and very good experience for both sides, for the internationals and for the local talent players to be playing together.
You know, Jorge, we've watched, you know, United States women as they win the World Cup last year. I'm wondering, do you think that's the boost that women's soccer in this country needs for teams just like yours, just like the Michigan Chill, to get fans into the stands, or as they like to say here, put butts in seats?
There is the interest, and U.S. has done amazing. You know, these World Cups and the last Olympic, and then even the previous World Cup when they didn't win it on 2011, mm-hmm. You know, they've been a very successful team. Like you say, it has to be, I think it needs to be a push on not just the girls, like the girls, you see girls playing everywhere, but it has to be a support from everyone. We cannot just be men supporting men or women supporting women. The game is soccer. So if we can everyone support everyone, this is the best scenario. Yes, U.S. has done amazing, great. The kids coming up is a new culture that I believe in the future is going to be like, you know, there are going to be stadiums full, and we're going to even have more professional teams in the future. So the boost is coming, and I think we're on the right path.
Jorge Jufresio is the head coach of the Chill SBC Soccer Club, bringing Women's Premier Soccer League action to Mid-Michigan, to Lansing, starting this summer. You can find out more at their website, chillsoccer.com. Jorge, great talking with you, and best of luck with the inaugural season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.